Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Good evening and welcome to March, everybody. I'm on the road for a week, and I have pre-recorded this show. I'm doing something different. I'm going to give you your personal year numerology prediction for March. I'll tell you how that works. If your birthday is, say, January 14th, it doesn't matter what year you were born. Only your month and day are added to the number of this year, and we are in a 9-year. If your birthday is January 14th, then you would take 1 for January and 5, because 4 and 1 is 5, and that's a 6. Added to a 9, it comes out to a 6. So you would be in a number 6 personal year. And you would want to know what the energy, vibration, and frequency is for that month. That's how it works. And I will do all numbers from 1 to 9. There are 9 years in your personal cycle, and then you start all over again with a new cycle. And it's funny because this year we're in a number 9 year globally, because 2025 adds up to a 9. So it's the end of an era, and we're starting a new era. And we started at the end of March. I thought this would be a perfect time to give you this information. So let's begin. Here is the March vibration for your number 1 personal year. March is a practical month for a number 1 personal year. There are lots of work to be done, even though there may be obstacles present and many things to do. If you apply yourself and manage well, you should begin to get planned better, organized for future action. Concentrate and focus on them, even though they seem to be delayed. Family matters or present situations makes it hard for you and requiring much of your time. Apply yourself to your tasks. Attend to all of the necessary details. Keep your courage up and do not abandon your plans for future progress. You will get results and the opportunity to do what you want to do later on. Manage, organize in a sensible manner. Take care of your obligations at hand. They are important now. Avoid arguments and disagreements. Be sure to keep your disposition guarded. You could feel some disappointment due to what others are asking of you. Health matters of associates or family members demand care. Take care of your own health. Keep a good diet, exercise, take care of your hygiene, and find time to rest. Being over-anxious will not change the care of the work you must do now. Try not to be too serious. Be especially sensible for a month or so. This is not a time for dreaming or any sort of speculation. is the period of attending to the things at hand and to the problems of others. Quiet preparation is the right focus for March. Contracts, papers, and practical arrangements concerning any plan or agreement regarding your personal possessions should be taken care of patiently. Overcome emotions and resentment. That's for your number one personal year. Now we'll go to your number two personal year and the month of March. This will be a very active month in your number two personal year. Routines may be broken up due to many things to consider in regards to the changes or renewals you have had in mind concerning your environment, location, partnerships, and personal associations. This is a period of new interests, new contracts, and a good time to keep affairs moving forward. The unexpected may enter into and direct your plans. It is not wise to talk out of turn or to argue with annoyance. Cooperate wisely and take care of legal matters from the right side of necessity. Otherwise, opposition could be annoying and delaying. Be resourceful in planning to get results. Talk things over. Remember, the theme of the year is peace in your own heart, rather than to force to win over the opposition. Take a trip, join in public enterprise, buy something new, and make this a month of progress for yourself and with all your associates. That's your number two personal year. Now we'll go to number three. Here is March for your number three personal year. As a result of the activity and new ideas of last month, it is now necessary to give time to getting everything adjusted and in its right place. This is essential on all levels of work and endeavors and in all considerations. Talk things over with others for better understanding and for the good of all concerned, to be sure. Meet any obligations and duty with goodwill and a helpful spirit, and get down to work. If you need to adjust matters between others or to break up some tie or relationship, March is a good month to do so, but always be kind and helpful with these kinds of endings. In fact, personal obligations seem to be brought to a crisis with your plans, but others must be considered, even though this is your year. The way is there for you, even though you may not see it at first. March is a good month to pay up your obligations, to make repairs, to buy clothing, and to do all the necessary little things for yourself. Avoid any resentment, and if the adjustment is made now, a friendship can be saved or an emotional upset can be avoided. Pleasant associations enter in to make the month interesting as well. You have support from your loved ones and peers. Now we'll go to a number four personal year. Here is March for number four personal year. As you well know, there is a right time for everything under the sun, as well as perfect timing. March is one of the most important months of your number four personal year, as so much depends on whether you make a real effort to understand what is going on, as well as to strive to understand yourself. Don't forget there are two eclipses this month, plus the spring equinox. You will have the realization of a problem, part of it your own and part of it belonging to your associates. Health matters and finances enter into this, and it's wise to take everything quietly, even though you will keep very busy. It's advisable to say very little, and to get away now and then to relax, rest, read, write, or study, for this will center you and bring you inner rest. Through periods of meditation and deep thought, you will work things out well. Being moody and difficult would upset the apple cart of success and happiness for the rest of the year, especially if you permit discouragement to enter in and if you refuse to meet the conditions that are present, allow others the right to their ideas and desires now, and you may need to extend yourself and give others a lot of space and freedom. Do not argue about anything or build up misunderstandings, but take the time to think things out clearly and with peace of mind. Say a prayer and have a lot of faith, for plans will work out better than you think later on in the year, even though something is very irritating right now. In many respects, you will be freer to do what you want to do. Much can be accomplished in spite of little problems if you work each day with skill, discrimination, and executive ability. Affairs of relatives need attention, and you may possibly sell something or plan to do so and turn this into an improvement. Don't be too serious and try to take up a new interest for fun and inspiration to help you relax and to meet your practical needs. That's the number 4 personal year. We're going to take a break now and listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and then I'll be back with years 5 through 9. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. Week of March 3rd through March 9th, 2025. Before all the intensity and hustle-bustle begins at the middle of March, the month gifts us with an uplifting week filled with the aura of excitement about a new era that we are now entering. March brings intense constellations. During these weeks, there is a lunar eclipse in Virgo, a solar eclipse in Aries. Another focus is on Neptune, which is now at the end of its Pisces cycle and will enter Aries for the first time in 165 years at the end of this month on March 30th. Aries' impulsive energy, combined with the dissolving tendency of Neptune in Pisces, could cause a lot of confusion. The quality time calls for patiently dealing with your reality. They say that March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. But this year, try to keep things light and lively as March opens. It is the only happy-go-lucky week all month, so avoid heavy topics or downtrodden people who put a damper on your energetic joy. Right at the beginning of the month, on Sunday, March 2nd, Venus turns retrograde and remains so until April 13th. At the same time, the Sun in Pisces squares Jupiter in Gemini. Mercury, ruler of Gemini, is in exact conjunction with Neptune in Pisces at the very end of the sign at 29 degrees. On Monday, March 3rd, Mercury enters Aries. The many words and opinions expressed during these days contradict the unclear facts of the situation. When making an important decision, wait until you have received all of the information. Conflicting situations in private or professional partnerships require patience, tact, and open and honest communication. Sudden opportunities can arrive on Tuesday the 4th. Be sure to strike while the iron is hot. On Wednesday, you could establish yourself as a visionary and thoughtful leader and guide. Don't be shy about getting your ideas across to the world. You could overbook and overextend yourself and become exhausted on Thursday, so be sure to be careful and take it slow. Confusion abides on Friday, so make your decisions either earlier in the week or as next week opens. On Saturday, March 8th, the Pisces Sun trines Mars in Cancer. You are brimming with energy and enthusiasm. It's the perfect day for physical activity as well as completing all those chores. you're in no mood for sentimentality. It's wise to avoid romance and instead plan some fun times socializing with friends. Try out a new restaurant together in the evening. Keep Sunday open so you can be as spontaneous as possible, especially for artistic projects and romance. If relationship problems and disputes have arisen in the last few days, this is a fine opportunity for reconciliation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, the Stargazer Report is posted on my website for your review every Monday. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. I'm going to continue with your personal year, numerology. We're on year 5, so here is March for year 5. There needs to be a good business judgment in all undertakings at this time. Something demands change. Perhaps in your environment, or perhaps for more self-expression. If you have not realized this before, you will now, and March is the time to plan for action for more freedom and personal opportunity. Meet the opposition with general consideration, even though there may be some mental confusion, or you may not be able to see the way clearly. Do something, especially about your problems and burdens of last year. Find a way to do what you know you must do, or at least try. Do not let matters drift, because you will miss an opportunity to clear things up by refusing to put out the energy to do so. You can't hide. You have to take responsibility. You can gain help through others if you are businesslike and make contacts with those in authority or influence. Your finances should be a little bit better. But if you cannot make radical changes and get the full results now, do not make this fact a difficulty, for there are several things that will be brought to a head either in April or May before you can feel or see the new way clearly. That's your number 5 vibration for March of this year. And now we'll go to number 6 for March. There will be many ends to be gathered up in March with the culmination of several things. However, do not rush ahead too swiftly. Get some enjoyment out of doing things at hand, for the slow-moving tone of the year will be apparent. You seem to be between the old and the new, and wonder how you will manage both. How to finish up some phase of the old, and at the same time add new color, interest, and business success to your undertakings. Add something new to your wardrobe. Keep an even temper, and be charming in the midst of many things to do. You can make new friends and enjoy the old ones, who help make your duty year interesting. A 6th year is always a duty and work year. Young people may enter in, bringing duty but pleasure too. You are likely to be highly emotional or find yourself involved in emotional affairs, your own or friends. Keep alert for new opportunities and lay hold of some helpful new ideas. Something is likely to be completed, which is a relief to you, and you may feel tired, even though a bit excited. Health matters seem ever present, but need not to be too pressing, and it's a good idea to get some rest and give your own health the once-over. Tolerance is important now, with sympathy and broad understanding, for resentments have a way of creeping into a number 6 year, and if they take root, they may become very destructive. That's your number 6 year. Now we'll go to a number 7 year for the month of March. Now a number 7 year is known as a sabbatical year, and that's a year when you get to take a step back and work on your own self. Last month was not a good time to push anything in a forceful or willful manner, but there was very much to think about. However, during March, you will find more opportunity to take action upon the plans and conclusions of last month relative to your future. In fact, you can now go ahead with new plans and should be looking forward, not back. The future is the only important thing. Of course, March is just the third month of the year, and there may be experiences ahead. Full results are not likely to be gained right away, especially with two eclipses and the spring equinox. But you can go ahead quietly and determinedly now and begin to get some plans in order. Do not be too forceful or self-interested, even though this is your year to be on your own. Your interest should not be selfish or too self-centered. You should by now have gained a great deal of experience and wisdom and should be able to understand yourself and how to get on with others. Misunderstanding. The little fox hiding in the bush this year is hanging around and could begin to destroy harmony should you be mean-spirited or unkind. If others impose on you, make your position or idea very clear with courage and dignity, but do not become involved in the domestic and business problems of others any more than you feel is right. If you meet with delay or opposition, remember that your secret for getting results this year, your number 7 year, is through deep inner poise and faith. And to not force any dominance directed towards others or outside conditions. Get a lot of rest, also for your health's sake. That's your number 7 personal year. Now we'll go to number 8. Now 8 is a business year, it's usually a good money year, and it's a powerful year. So here's March for your number 8 personal year. You should begin to experience a lot of satisfaction now because of the results you are beginning to get and because of a lot of little things that do not seem to matter anymore. This should give you a happier state of mind. You now will be able to do what you have wanted to do and begin planning for some time in association with others. You do need help and intelligent advice now from some sort of organization in your plan. In fact, all during this busy year, you have others to consider and to work with to get the best results. You'll be challenged with the opinions of associates, but new conditions will interest you and new ways and means will open up. You may even get an upgrade or change jobs. This is a social month and is a good time to mix with others and to express the graciousness and courtesy which are due those that you are associated with or who you meet in daily affairs. Here is where a good disposition is an asset. Make sure the rest of the year is happy and that you do not have to worry because you did not put your best foot forward. Some little things of a personal nature can be very annoying to you because you cannot change it right away. Show patience, for some of the activities taking place this month are temporary or only stepping stones to more freedom for you personally. Keep your goals in mind in spite of a few delays. We should always remember to focus. That's the message for your number 8 year. Now we're going to go to the last numerological year, the number 9 year. The number 9 year represents change, endings. Goodbye, that's all she wrote. So here's March for your number 9 year. You should feel a little freer in March and find the opportunity to do some of the things you want to do in a way that you desire without much interference from others. An idea or a new inspiration and help through your friends should give a lift to your feelings. Social activities, parties, and the possibility of something pleasing will come to you through admiration expressed to you. Old friends you have not seen in some time may give you some inspiration, especially during the Mercury retrograde time. There is still the possibility of a slight annoyance through friends and relatives. Remember, the number 9 year is a year for tolerance and compassion at all times. You'll be conscious of a desire to be done with associates all during the year, and at the same time, you are likely to be aware that an old conditioning has changed or is changing. Put your thoughts at this time into what you are doing for others as well as for yourself. You have the right to be personal now, though not careless, for the future must be kept in mind and anticipated with patience. During March, a new interest may come through a friend or a line of work or study which will give you the opportunity or pave the way for you to do something which gives new interest and inspiration in your own way. This seems to be a relief, almost a mini-vacation, so that some of your difficulties may fade away for some time. Cultivate your interest in or towards some creative endeavor which can bring new contacts, in spite of some criticism from family and friends. Do not take this too seriously. Go ahead with whatever you think is right and good. You should realize an admiration for what you are and what you do. The love affairs of others may bring some emotional experiences that you will have to face and handle. That's the end of the numerology information that I have for you now. We'll take a break, and I'm going to come back and review those months from March through June of 2025 and add some more information as well. We'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Les Paul and Mary Ford with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. We're coming into March, and we are changing back to daylight savings time next Saturday night. So I thought I'd play that because spring is coming, I promise, I promise. Now we're going to talk about 2025, and I have some monthly predictions for you through June. 2025 could be the turning point where the default lines in the European Union become visible. As a matter of fact, they're already starting to. The question arises whether unity or division will define their future. Some countries may seriously consider leaving the European Union, which would severely shake up the European Union. Starmer in the UK wants back into the EU and wants to leave Brexit. As far as the US is concerned, Trump is installing tariffs. Actually, it could be a brilliant idea, and it could eventually eliminate the income tax for the US. He feels that they're like hanging fruit. Greenland is critical. It's not only critical militarily, but it's critical with metals and minerals that are essential, and they're as big as oil. And the Ukraine has untapped minerals, cobalt and uranium, and Trump is going to get the Ukraine to give us some of the mining because of all the money that we've given them. Good luck. We're going to try to take some mining rights. There will be a neutral zone in the Ukraine splitting the country. However, whether this will be a final solution and how long it will take the wounds to heal from all this fighting remains to be seen. Also, I know Vance is helping backing a third term for Trump. They're going to be able to do it. They're doing something with the Constitution about consecutive years and non-consecutive years, and Trump will do a third term. There is going to be some great inflation worldwide, and everybody's going to be wondering where to invest. The reason that there's inflation is because food prices are high because of Joe Biden. He stopped the ships from coming into port and unloading, and we haven't felt that backlash yet. So where to invest? Invest in Panama. Trump is going to put U.S. troops in Panama to protect the canal. He can pull money out of waste, digging out all sorts of unusual depths. And Hunter Biden is going to be involved in some of this tariff and payback. It's going to be remarkable to see what is uncovered between now and June. Also, India will have massive flooding in the north, and India's money is getting stronger. The rupee is getting much stronger. 2025, the year of light, will be shaped by truth and revelations coming out that shake many on the worldwide political system. Secrets in back rooms hold deals and scandals that will be exposed, further undermining trust in the government and institutions worldwide. This will be particularly visible in the U.S. and the United Kingdom, where the old power structures are losing influence. These changes don't signal the complete collapse of this, but rather its exposure and the beginning of a transition. As I have told you often, 2025 is a year of decision. Will we continue to follow the old systems, or will we allow and make space for something new? It's not going to be the 2025 will not be a year when all crooked cards are going to be revealed. But in the long run, what empowers people to gain more independence will be the main energetic focus. The change may initially be challenging, but it paves the way for a new financial era of self-determination. I see California trying to go rogue, trying to recede from the Union. That's going to be interesting. Gavin Newsom is completely out, even though he may try to get in with Trump. With this channeling that I'm doing for you, one thing is clear. We are the ones who shape our future. And these insights I bring you shows what potential and challenges we might be facing. We can use this information as a guide as we walk our path through 2025. So let's begin. March. March 2025 brings in revelations and first breaks. March with its eclipses brings in highly transformation in energy that will be felt in many areas. Hidden maneuvers and scandals will come to light, shaking truth and trust in all leaders worldwide. It will be a month demanding truth and transparency. We're looking at the budgets and where all the money has been absolutely thrown away with our taxpayer dollars. It will be a month of extreme weather events. Floods and storms will surge in several regions, bringing in global attention. These events not only bring destruction, but also underscore the need to take on more responsibility for climate change as well as our electric grid. The electric grid is so old in some areas and has been grossly neglected. Early cracks in the new power structure could become visible. A leader or political movement could come under intense pressure through revelation and emerging protests. Something tells me that has something to do with Stacey Abrams. You know, the Democrats are upset because their money system is being cut off, and they have absolutely devastated and stolen blindly. As March comes to a close, there will be a war on the seas. March brings up preparing energy for deeper changes that are coming in April and May. So now we'll look at April. April 2025 brings in energy that leaves nothing hidden. There is a sudden downfall, resignation, or abdicating from major leaders, more than one. Trump will go and visit King Charles, and the reason that he does, basically, is to say goodbye to King Charles, because he's not well. Also, the leader in Australia is going to resign. These events will shake up global politics. This change will clearly show how unstable the old power structures have become, while forcing people to take more accountability and responsibility. There will be several people in the U.S. that will be sanctioned and fined for the money they have taken and the lies they have told concerning this country. Protests and demonstrations increase as trust in political systems continue to erode. At the same time, new political movements will continue to gain strength while established forces fight to maintain their position. There will be a lot more demonstrations from the Democrats, but they won't be able to even touch the wind. In the U.S., this underhanded fining will not come to anything. The Democratic Party will be left out in the cold until at least the 2030s because of their toxic and dishonorable actions throughout the 21st century. Trump enjoys two turns as well as J.D. Vance. However, Donald Trump Jr. will not find it easy to become any kind of a top political figure because new people come along to challenge him in 2036. Nature will mirror the intense forces going on worldwide. Unusual seismic activities and earthquakes, along with volcanic eruptions, will challenge entire regions, some of this along the west coast of the United States. These events will amplify the sense that we are at a turning point, both socially and globally. April demands radical honesty and the courage to leave the old behind in order to make room for the new. This is that new Aries energy that's bringing in the new era. It will be a month that shows change is not just possible, but inevitable. Now we'll look at May. May 2025 is a month that will be a time of revelation and confrontation. Political structures worldwide will come under increasing pressure. Most secrets and hidden agendas will come into light. Particularly, there will be important revelations about Antarctica. Reports and documents will be revealed. This region hides far more than previously thought. I'm talking about secret technologies and possibilities around an underground mothership of extraterrestrials. This has been kept hidden by government for years. The political and social tension will continue to rise during the increasing encroachment on personal freedom, especially in Germany. There's digital surveillance, and civil rights movement will gain strength as the resistance to state control grows. The people are going to gather together and form their own communities and pull away from the top-to-down power of government. Call for transparency gets louder. People will begin to organize as a collective community and recognize their shared power. Communities will have much more power, which is very Aquarian. Nature will also show itself intensely. May will be remembered for its exceptionally high temperature, along with extreme weather changes that will amplify the urgency for environmental action and will demand global attention. Now we'll look at June. In June, digital currencies will be at the forefront as Europe and the U.S. begin to first test the phase of CBDC. While governments will celebrate this progress, resistance grows among the population. They feel that it's a trick, and they feel threatened by the change to cyber currency, fearing the infringement of their financial freedom. At the same time, decentralized alternatives like cryptocurrencies continue to rise in importance. But you have to be very careful here. There's a lot of scams, and many of these cryptocurrencies will crash and become worthless. June will be marketed by upsetting technological incidents, data leaks that will question the handling of new technologies. At the same time, there will be revelations about free energy technology that will further shake trust in any existing systems. As I told you, we have grossly neglected our electronic grid, and we're not the only country that has done that. So we're going to start having some problems that have to be resolved over the rest of 2025. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we come to the end of the show. We will have our meditation and our music. I want to thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next week when we turn our clocks ahead to enjoy more sunshine. Thank you, and good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath.
Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass, Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.